Okay, well, Tony is with us from the Isla Resort and Casino. And, Tony, you know, trying times for everybody. How's things been holding up at the casino? Obviously, you've been closed for quite some time, and certainly that's not something anybody in the community is used to.
No, we've been open continuously since December 20th, 1985. And with the past six weeks were have been long. We've been trying to keep the building maintained and working on equipment and trying to do the things we can do. But it's time to reopen.
Okay, now, obviously people are hearing that the governor has extended her orders and whatnot. If you can explain how that you can be able to resume operations in light of the various orders coming from the governor.
Yeah, well, you know, the governor, you know, we use her orders as guidelines. You know, we're going to be opening on May 6th, our slot floor and our food and beverage. And, you know, we're going to serve food similar to people that do on takeout. There won't be any silverware and stuff. It'll all be the plasticware and stuff. So we're using it as guidance. And May 8th, we'll be opening up our golf courses. And next week, the week after, on May 13th, we'll open our hotel. So there's a lot of guidance out there from the state on keeping things clean and operating, you know, as a restaurant, for example. But, you know, we've been taking those into consideration, but, you know, just the brass taxes, she doesn't have jurisdiction over Indian country. So we use it as guidelines, and we take it for that, and then we make our own decision.
Indeed. What, you know, people who have been in your casino, obviously, you know that, you can sit, 10 deep at the slot machines. I've done it, you know. So what kind of social distancing will the casino be employing here?
Well, we'll be taking their temperature at the front door. And as people come in, we're going to post on our website some guidelines for customers and let them know what we're doing for our employees. For example, we'll have the guards, the plexiglass over the points of sale and the cashiers. But we're going to offer the customers a mask if they want one. And we'll have, for all of our queues, for example, at the food and beverage, at the players club, at the cage, we'll have the lines that distance people out. And once you're on the slot floor, we've taken, you know, chairs and spaced them out and took chairs off the floor, so it'll space people out naturally. But, you know, once people are on the floor, it's their own responsibility. You know, if they're in the bar and they want to stand next to somebody, we're not going to make them stand apart. You know, they probably came in the same car or they're best friends. You don't know. They're married. So that's going to be, once people are on the floor, they're going to have to be responsible for themselves. And we have cleaners out there for everybody, and we'll be continuously cleaning the machines. But, you know, it's just like you get on the bus, right? And there's an empty seat. What's the first thing you do? Can I sit in this seat? It's just proper manners, and that's what we're going to ask our customers to do. And we know they're going to do that, and we have a lot of them every day calling, wanting to come back. So the people that are going to be here are going to want to be here.
And what about worker safety? You have a lot of employees. I know several of them myself who have been itching to get back to work, too.
Yeah, we're going to do the same precautions. They're going to have to be temperature checked when they come in the back door. We're going to have cleaners in the back of the house. If they want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. The majority of them will be behind the plexiglass. But the ones out on the gaming floor, if they have to interact with a customer, say pay out a jackpot or whatever, we're going to require them to wear a mask at that point. So you'll see some with them and some without. It's going to be the employee's preference.
Okay, why not open up the restaurant then?
The restaurants will be open. You can sit in there. You just won't be served with porcelain and silverware. You'll be served it in a to-go container, and you can sit down and eat it. That's kind of like the guidelines the states have for serving food. We don't want to have to do the dishes and take them back right now.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, how about the golf courses then? We'll start with Sweetgrass, of course, and then we'll get the Sage Run. But what will people be able to do and when?
May 8th, we're opening. It'll operate just like regular golf courses do. We're going to keep the carts clean. The tee times will be spread out. Instead of every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, we're going to have the cup set up so you don't have to reach into the cup. The ball will fall in, but just halfway, and then you can pop it out with your putter. You don't ever have to touch the flag stick. Every cart will have their own, every group of carts will have their own rake, so you have your own rake when you start. And if a customer doesn't want to sit with somebody else in the cart, they can opt to have their own cart. So, once again, most people coming in on a golf trip are riding in the car together. They're going to get in the cart together, and they're going to ride around, and that's fine. But if they want to have their own cart, we're going to allow them to do that.
Okay, anything else that I didn't mention you want to mention? I do know that the ladies' golf tournament's postponed. You guys are looking for a new date for that, right?
Yeah, we're looking for something in September. We were set to host it in June, and we were happy to do that, but the LPGA owns the Symetra Tour. And the commissioner said they're not starting until July, which, you know, obviously puts us out there. And we're working on some possible dates in September. It kind of depends on how things go, you know, because some events are happening and some aren't. So if some don't happen, people elect to go in the spring, for example, it might open up a date for us. For us, it's all about hotel capacity. We, you know, over the summer, we usually sell out our hotel 94% of the time. So it's really about having rooms at this point.
And that's my last question is how about the protocols for the hotel, which will be reopening soon, and can people start booking rooms and packages and
yeah,
all?
Yeah, you can start booking rooms May 13th, and we'll keep them clean. I mean, that's one area that I'm not really worried about, to be honest with you, because the staff keeps the rooms clean. They wipe everything down to start with before any of this happened, and there'll be plexiglass in front of the front desk, and it'll be an expedited check-in, so we're not going to ask for your license plate and, you know, all the stuff that you generally give a hotel. We're going to need a credit card and an ID, and as long as you book the room, we'll let you go up and you won't have to be standing in line.
All right, Tony, anything else you want to say before we close here to your customers and the listeners here on RRN?
Well, we're really excited to open again. We missed our customers, and we want you to go to the website, islandresortandcasino.com. There'll be some guidelines and things we ask the customers to do. And we just ask folks to have a good time and be courteous.
All right. Well, Tony, thanks for doing this. And I'm sure that this announcement will be met with quite a bit of a response. So you'll be seeing some folks out there soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.